Peasant Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
And we're back for day 21 of the 2020 Brewers Advent Calendar with another repeat from last year.
I wish that we didn't have the repeats. It drives me crazy.
Well, next year we're doing a totally different, a new one. So it has all new stuff. And sometime in 2021, I'll release our wine tasting one we did.
We only did half of it, so we still have to do the rest.
We will. And next year, instead of doing beer, we could probably do one of the whiskey ones.
That'll be fun. I'd like to try some different stuff and branch out a little bit.
They have 12-day whiskey ones and like 12-day gin ones. So we could do one of each.
Yeah. Ooh, gin. I'm not a big gin fan.
I'm not a big fan of whiskey either, but I kind of feel like I want to be. Right. Like I want to be able to have like one whiskey and on the rocks or something with after dinner.
Scotch on the rocks with half water.
Brings back memories.
That was what my grandma drank, and it was like shoved in your face, and I
literally shoved in my face.
We pull up, and I'm like, okay, you're gonna meet my grandma. She's gonna offer you a scotch and rocks. Just take it and have really light sips. And he's like, no, she's not gonna do that. I'm like, literally, as we walk in, here is your scotch on the rocks. This is what I drink. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it was scotch on the rocks with water, but no water.
Right.
It was just scotch.
I like stink. Water.
The water was the ice.
Yes.
All right. So today we got Perlin Frausenberg IPA. So it's a pale ale. This one I remember last year because we liked the can a lot.
Yeah, because it's a bomb, almost a bomb shell.
It's like a pinup girl in a porthole.
Yeah. I got it.
That's what it's called. I'll put my pinup girl in your porthole. There first to my. Yeah. Whatever.
Ready.
Rupert left us.
I was making sure he did not bring my shoe or any of my clothes, underwear, nothing. He's very much teething. Ollie had a gap right here that whenever he would bite, I would just put my fingers right there because I knew he couldn't hurt me.
Oh, Oliver.
I miss him. Okay, beer.
Beer will make it better. Beer and puppies.
Oh,
that's not a good shade.
Oh, God.
You don't like it?
It's dark. It's thick.
It's not dark. It's not dark.
It tastes dark.
It's an IPA. It's pale ale. But I do not care for that. And I usually like IPAs. Because Skycracken's an IPA. Oh, you're making the grossy face on that. Yeah. So, rating?
A one.
Really?
A one. I cannot. If I was already drunk, that would just make me puke.
Yeah. I would give it a two or a three. I would drink it. But I like IPAs, so. But I'm not a fan of it, though. It's not my favorite. Last year, we gave it a three.
Really?
Yeah. But we might have upped it because of the can, because the can's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really big. All right, if that's the case, I'll give it a two. Yeah.
But I mean, go listen to the old episode. I'll link it in the show notes below, and you can find out what we thought last year.
Yeah. The, you know, our rating scale doesn't include the can.
All right.
So we need two rating scales, one for taste, one for can style.
Next year, we can do that.
All right. So, the Reed Brewery stands for tradition, innovation, and regionality. Its origins date back to 1536, far into the time when the Invertal region was still part of Bavaria. The Bavarian roots still can be felt today, for example, in the brewery's wheat beer competence. The first wheat beer was brewed here in Reed as early as 1932. The Reeder Pure Lausenberg IPA is a masterful, naturally cloudy, but beautifully rich amber beer and offers a worthy appearance with its fine white and creamy foam. The nose is immediately greeted with very fruity aromas of peach, orange, citrus, and passion fruit. Not quite as bitter as one would expect from an IPA, things get going on the palate.
Word choice.
Right? Still very fruity and rather sweeter malt notes and a tangy carbonation. The bitterness of the hops is able to slowly build up and a bit more in the middle part of this otherwise very drinkable and lively beer. A nice body is just as convincing as a very harmonious mouthfeel. Again with the mouth.
Mouthfeels, God.
In the aftertaste, pineapple notes emerge, which keeps the now stronger bitterness finally fruity in check.
You know how I can tell you didn't care for this beer?
Hmm.
Because you're reading of the description was very like, fuck, I'm just getting through this.
And I even was like, don't read it like that. Like,
you totally read it like, sometimes, yeah.
I know. I like, am I giving it a bad rap? Let me try it one more time.
I'm trying it again. And probably going to think the same thing, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's even like making my mouth salivate. I'm like, bleh.
Yeah. Well, that's hey, we're now almost caught up.
Yay! Day 21. We got one more.
Today's 27th, but today's to do still.
So we're caught up. We did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 beers. Whoosh! And we oh my god. Are you doing that on purpose?
No.
We only have like 2 sips of each beer. I might finish one of the fives.
Yeah. But. Are we doing walks for the dog now?
Yeah. And we're doing advent calendars and we've got to clean our house. We probably need to get our downstairs in check.
Steak and waffles.
Make steak and waffles.
Probably just waffles because steaks aren't defrosted.
It's already 3:00.
Been
busy. I feel like I just woke up.
You did.
Like 3 hours ago. 4 hours ago.
We've not been podcasting for 4 hours.
We've been podcasting for a while.
This is true.
And I did look at puppies for a while too. Yeah, so tune in for next time for day 22, which is today. So we will have another one. Sorry we had to catch up. Unfortunately, life sucks sometimes. Hopefully your 2020 is much better than ours is and that you are safe and healthy. Mask up, vaccination up, and can't wait to see you at the next con.
Oh yeah, me too. Cons, can't wait for cons. And if you were planning to go to a big family gathering this Christmas, don't do that. Just voice call, Zoom chat, or if you've been quarantining for 2 weeks prior, that's fine, but don't be a spreader. Be smart.
Right. We have been quarantining hardcore, no groceries. We haven't left our house. We've just gone on
Kyle's coming back.
Drives around
just for this one song.
Then we're kicking for him out again. 2 weeks so we could spend a couple hours with your mom. And
yeah.
So it is hard. I get it. You get it. We get it.
You can do it.
You can do it.
And bye.
Do you know what it's
Hey, everyone. Don't forget to check out Y2CL on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and y2cl.net. You can catch this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, or any other service that takes an RSS feed. If you want to support what we do, you can become a Patreon on patreon.com/y2cl. Give some cash and get some cool shit.